As Andy was saying there, the work of the message has been going for 25 years now, which is absolutely phenomenal. And we have some key scriptures as the message. And I want to just read one of them to us this morning. And it says this, it's in Isaiah 61, just the first three verses. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news." And we have good news, don't we? In Jesus. Already we've been singing about it and hearing about it and praying about it, the good news of who Jesus is. "To preach good news to the poor, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." And we at The Message, we 100% believe in those scriptures. We believe that's the call of God on actually every Christian's life. Every local church, the existence of the church should be based around those scriptures. And there's four things that we're passionate about. There's four things that the way we display the splendor of the Lord. One is our passion for creative mission. And you've just seen a bit of that. Actually, how long have you guys actually been together? I don't mean as a... About 7 weeks. We've pulled them both together about 7 weeks ago, and they've just been training together, learning some songs, writing their own lyrics, etc. For just 7 weeks. I thought they did brilliant. I thought they were great. What great voices, actually. And then that kind of soul kind of rappy? Yeah, kind of, soul rap, yeah. Yeah, man, I like a bit of soul, a bit of 80s soul I'm into, but there you go. That's a whole different story, isn't it? There you go. So we use these guys and other guys, and I believe you guys... In the next year or so, you're going to end up down in our hub in Birmingham. Is that right?
2 years' time.
2 years' time. 2 years' time. We're looking to, you know, the guys are going to train them up out of our mission team. In 2 years' time, they're going to go down to our hub and live in Birmingham, be part of the work in Birmingham as we see the work in Birmingham grow and expand. So we do stuff in local prisons and with the bands and stuff, theatre groups, dance groups. The Eden bus goes around different areas, etc. And as you saw there, we did the big hire tour as well, where something like 2,000 young people made first-time responses to the gospel in Greater Manchester. Hang on, I don't think my mic's working. Is my mic working? I just said 2,000 young people in Greater Manchester made a first-time response to the gospel of Christ. Hello? 2,000 young people. Which is just awesome. I find that inspiring and amazing. I'm guessing that you guys being here in Wythenshaw, you know, you're literally 5 minutes away from head office in Sharston. You've all heard of the Message Trust, I'm guessing. Put your hand up if you know something or heard of the Message Trust, etc. Well, I'd ask, actually, how many of you have been down for a coffee down at our Message? Brilliant. Not enough of you. So where you've got an hour spare, half an hour spare, you need a bit of lunch or whatever, we've got a fantastic enterprise center there, which is my second thing about passion for Christ-centered enterprise, where we've got an enterprise center, our Message Enterprise Center, and we've got a lovely cafe restaurant there. We've got bespoke bike shops. If you need to buy your kids a bike or you need a new bike or stuff, you could go down there, buy a bike. We've got... what's the address? Address. What's it?
Shine.
Shine. I know. I'm in there all the time. I am getting my hair done. Shine as well. And they do your hair and nails. And I need my nails doing soon. But that's brilliant as well. And go down there. Have a look. Go and have your hair cut. Go and have a coffee, etc. We're open each day of the week. And bespoke the bike shop. And Shine is open on Saturdays as well. Be there. And actually, Cyril, who's at the back there, who will be giving you information later. His wife works in Shine. She's one of the beautiful... You've done your hair. It looked absolutely stunning.
Hey, look.
It looks beautiful. There you go. There's a model for you. Lots of other stuff happening there as well. We've got passion for urban communities, which is our Eden stuff. And we work in partnership with local churches to plant Eden teams right across the nation. And those Eden teams are made up of people, of teams of Christians who go and live in the most deprived communities in the UK. And we work and are called to the bottom 10% most deprived communities in the UK. And what I actually love about Eden is 20 years ago, it started in Wythenshawe. It started in Bench Hill in Wythenshawe, just down the road from here. And 20 years later, we planted 40 teams out of that. And we're continuing to plant. Over the next 5 years, we've got a vision to grow to 90 teams over the next 5 years. And we have passion for the gospel and training evangelists. And we have passion to see the gospel spread right across this nation and beyond. The thing that I just want to quickly say about the Enterprise Centre, the thing that I love about the Enterprise Centre is that we have a prisons team called Reflex. And they go into, obviously, all the different prisons. And when those people in prison, you know, doing their time, etc., they become Christians, and it's a genuine conversion, and they want to follow the ways of the Lord and be discipled, etc., we're then able to link them in into our Enterprise Centre. You know, the statistics of people who re-offend nationally after their release is something like 80%. I believe it's something like 80%. I'm looking for Cyril, if that's right. Sorry? 85. It's 85%. People who have been in prison within probably the first year or whatever, they re-offend. And that's basically around the fact that they haven't got any employment to go to, they haven't got any training, they haven't got housing often. So what do? You do what you know. You go back and re-offend. And what our heart and our dream is, and what we're seeing happening, is that those offenders, those ex-offenders, are able then to link straight back into the MEC. And many, if not all, of the workers in the MEC are ex-offenders. They're wonderful people. Their lives have been transformed. And every one of them have a fantastic story to tell. And in my first few weeks of starting at the message just nearly 2 years ago, I remember meeting Cyril and others, etc., and I was just in awe and in bits and just broken of just hearing the different stories of people's lives, of what they'd been through and their history of abuse or neglect or whatever it might be. And yet they get encountered by the living God, they're linked into the MEC, and transformation can happen, which is absolutely a beautiful thing. And they're working there, they're working in the CAF, working in the bespoke shop, etc. And then often they will move on to other work as well and get other full-time employment as well. And out of that, housing is a big issue. And we've just opened up, just only a few weeks ago, the Oaks, that we call the Oaks, in Wythenshawe, here in Wythenshawe. And where we can house, I think it's up to about 16 people, something like, I think it's about 16 beds there. Of those people coming out of prison, have nowhere to live, and they can go directly into that. I just think it's amazing. I just think it's an absolute beautiful thing. And as Andy said, it's going global. We planted into Wales, Scotland, South Africa, Canada as well, and we're looking potentially into Kenya and wherever else next it might be, and right across this nation. There's three P's that I want you to think about this morning. Three P's that we talk about. One is prayer. Please, would you stand with us in prayer? Would you please sign up to, where are my magazines? Yeah. Please, would you sign up, and with Cyril at the end of the meeting, he's got the stand just out there. Get your name down for our regular Flow magazines. This is all the information in it, all the up-to-date stuff of what we're doing and where we're at and what we're up to. And also you should get one of these from Cyril as well, all about the work of Eden. Please sign up to get a Flow magazine and pray for us. Get yourself on our prayer list and our mailing list. And we'd love to send you out regular monthly prayer requests. That's so foundational. And actually, I haven't got time to explain how foundational prayer is to us as an organisation. I will say that once a month, we close down all the work and we have a prayer day once a month. There's over 100 staff over there in Charleston. And we gather together for a whole day of prayer. And actually, you'll all be invited to that. You're all welcome to that. You don't have to pay. You just come to pray. It'd be amazing to have you with us. People. Second P is people. Would you be willing to maybe volunteer some of your time, whether it's just for an hour or two, a week or something? We always need help, whether it's working on the reception at the front desk, or whether it's joining an Eden team and being part of an incarnational ministry that can see people's lives transformed. And the final thing is the big one, is the awkward one. The final P is pounds, is money. And you know what? This doesn't work without generous donations from people. And actually, whether that's a £5 a month or whether Andy suggests of £25 a month, and actually, you know, we have rich businessmen and women who give shed loads of money, and very, very generous. Would you consider praying about that and asking the Lord maybe whether it's something that you would want to do? And speak to Cyril again about that at the end, and he'd love to speak to you about that and sign you up, and he's got the forms for all of that ready for you to take home and to consider and even do before you leave here. That'd be amazing.